From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled Praying and Fasting for a Needy Nation by Thomas Alvis, narrated by Gordon Dixon. In perilous times like these, the Bible shows believers how to use the news of the day to go to our knees in seasons of prevailing prayer and fasting. Biblical examples of prayer and fasting. Scripture is filled with examples of those who fasted and prayed in desperate times. Israel fasted and prayed as Samuel and the army faced the Philistines, according to 1 Samuel 7, verse 6. Esther and her people fasted for 3 days in the face of danger. Nehemiah showed believers how to face the troubles of his nation with prayer and fasting. When he learned of the great affliction and reproach endured by his people at Jerusalem, he mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, according to Nehemiah 1, verses 3 and 4. Daniel resorted to prayer and fasting as he wrestled with the geopolitical change of his day. Proud Babylon had been defeated as the Medes and Persians rose to power. According to Daniel 9, verses 1 and 2, the prophet began to search the scriptures to understand the importance of those recent events. As he did, he testified, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed unto the Lord my God." Daniel 9, verses 3 and 4. When faced with a massive invasion, King Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord with prayer and fasting. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 3 and 4. How to pray and fast for your nation. Praying like Jesus. Jesus fasted as he prayed and assumed that his followers would do the same, according to Matthew 4, verse 2 and chapter 6, verse 17. Jesus did not say, "if you fast," but "when you fast," indicating that it would be a personal choice. But Jesus emphasized that his followers would fast, Matthew 9 and verse 15. Paul reiterated that prayer and fasting is the right approach when your family faces times of trouble, 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5. Now it's time to fast and pray for our nation. Praying like the apostles. Prayer with fasting is associated with some of the most significant developments in the book of Acts, according to Acts 11 verse 6, chapter 13 verses 2 and 3, and chapter 14 verse 23. Even under domination by the Empire of Rome, these men chose to depend upon the Lord as he built his church. Praying like our ancestors. England fasted when they were threatened by the coming invasion from the Spanish Armada. God answered and sent a storm to destroy the Spanish fleet. Our Continental Congress called for a day of national prayer and fasting when we were facing the Revolutionary War. Our American ancestors confronted the depravity of their day with prayer and fasting. Evangelist James McGrady pastored 3 churches on the Kentucky frontier after the Revolutionary War. He asked the believers in those 3 churches to make this commitment: pray and fast on the 3rd Saturday of each month. In 1796, he wrote, "We feel encouraged to unite our supplications to a prayer-hearing God for the outpouring of His Spirit, that His people may be quickened and comforted, and that our children and sinners generally may be converted." And a year later, the Lord sent a sweeping revival that filled those Kentucky campgrounds with the fear of God as repentant sinners cried out to the Lord. No matter how bad things look, the right thing for believers to do is to cry out to the Lord with prayer and fasting. Would you be willing to pray and fast that the Lord would pour out His Spirit upon our nation as He brings sinners and saints to repentance? Abraham Lincoln called for a day of national prayer and fasting during the Civil War. Today, American Christians know very little about sacrifice, but sacrifice is God's requirement. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 9 and verse 23. How do we deny ourselves? We could temporarily set aside food. We could deny ourselves luxuries or sleep or sports time. When did you last give up anything for the purpose of concentrated prayer? Fasting is not about food. It's about putting God first in your life. Perilous times call for powerful biblical responses. It is time for God's people to commit ourselves to focused periods of prayer and fasting. Only God can turn the hearts back to Himself. Oh, that we would cry out to Him as the psalmist, "Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Psalm 85 and verse 6.